Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Speaker 1. Remember that it's not enough just to wear a suit when you're meeting your future employer. You have to wear it with a smile. The latest studies suggest that when we see smiling people, we believe they are friendly, confident, and reliable. Sounds like a perfect employee, right? So next time you're answering potential employers' questions, make sure you wear a beautiful smile. Speaker 2.
In the 1980s, online bulletin boards became popular among college students and staff. A lot of posts were intended as humorous, but there were always a few people who didn't get the joke and took the message seriously. One day, a research professor of computer science, Scott Fahlman, combined three punctuation marks to produce a graphic sign which we know today as a smiley, to show that something is intended as a joke. Soon, the idea became popular all over the world.
Speaker 3. Some time ago, I moved to a new school. I felt lonely because none of the kids wanted to talk to me. One day, on my way to school, a stranger looked at me and smiled. The smile made me believe that life would get better. I said to myself I'd always smile at people. I just wish we all did the same. A smile can make our world a nicer place. Speaker 4.
I was excited to see the film Mona Lisa's Smile. It is set at Wellesley College, which is where I used to study. However, after watching it, I must say that it was very far from my own experience of studying at the college. I wonder what's the point of making such a film today? To suggest how far we've come from the 1950s? I can't understand those who say it's a masterpiece. I didn't enjoy it at all.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Speaker 1. Remember that it's not enough just to wear a suit when you're meeting your future employer. You have to wear it with a smile. The latest studies suggest that when we see smiling people, we believe they are friendly, confident, and reliable. Sounds like a perfect employee, right? So next time you're answering potential employers' questions, make sure you wear a beautiful smile. Speaker 2.
In the 1980s, online bulletin boards became popular among college students and staff. A lot of posts were intended as humorous, but there were always a few people who didn't get the joke and took the message seriously. One day, a research professor of computer science, Scott Fahlman, combined three punctuation marks to produce a graphic sign which we know today as a smiley, to show that something is intended as a joke. Soon, the idea became popular all over the world.
Speaker 3. Some time ago, I moved to a new school. I felt lonely because none of the kids wanted to talk to me. One day, on my way to school, a stranger looked at me and smiled. The smile made me believe that life would get better. I said to myself I'd always smile at people. I just wish we all did the same. A smile can make our world a nicer place. Speaker 4.
I was excited to see the film Mona Lisa's Smile. It is set at Wellesley College, which is where I used to study. However, after watching it, I must say that it was very far from my own experience of studying at the college. I wonder what's the point of making such a film today? To suggest how far we've come from the 1950s? I can't understand those who say it's a masterpiece. I didn't enjoy it at all.